I'm Joe Reed. I have Robin Witten with me, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine, where we are talking about audiobooks. And this week, we're talking about the audiobooks Robin is listening to.
Hello. So today, I'm going to talk about Never by Ken Follett and read by January Lavoie.
Oh, our golden voice.
Golden voice, January Lavoie. And, you know, incredible author, Ken Follett, who has...
Not exactly chop liver.
No. I mean, he delivers an epic tour de force, as he has for year after year, with so many interconnected plots. But the thread that really pulls this all together is the threat of global nuclear war.
Well, he wrote Eye of the Needle 40 years ago. 40.
Yeah.
Wow. It's amazing. And then he reinvented himself when he did Pillars of the Earth, and suddenly we're in medieval England, and how did we get there?
Right.
I mean, he's an extraordinary.
He's an amazing writer. And, you know, here, this is contemporary. So we have, you know, the plot. I can't get into the plots because we'll be here all evening.
Mm-hmm.
A female U.S. president, Chinese, the military, the CIA operatives tracking drug running. And they're all somehow pulled together quite fabulously, as Follett can do. What really holds this audiobook together is January Lavoie's narration.
She is always good, and she is one of my favorite narrators, hands down.
Yes, and you know, she has impeccable timing. She has that sense of, we were talking about it a minute ago, getting the right emphasis in, so as a listener, you pick up certain details and you're not getting distracted. You're, you know, staying with the story. I mean, and this is over 20 hours long, so it's important to stay with the story.
I love those long books. You know that.
Yes.
But the thing about January, I think, that makes her so suited for a book that's this long, and Ken Follett, of course, writes about such complicated, multiple plots that all come together, is her versatility. And, you know, she's versatile in the range of authors she narrates. So she's really just so perfectly positioned to take on a book like this.
Yes. And, you know, we've talked about this a couple times this week, this whole idea of transition from a character with one accent moving to the character with a different kind of an accent in dialogue and in a situation that's a confusing situation to begin with. She never misses a step.
Well, why don't we hear a little?
Yes. This is one of the CIA operatives who is crossing the Sahara Desert.
Okay. This is Never by Ken Follett, read by Golden Voice, January Lavoie.
The road led north from N'Djamena, capital city of Chad, through the desert toward Lake Chad, the biggest oasis in the Sahara. The landscape was a long, flat vista of sand and rock, with a few pale yellow dried-up bushes and a random scatter of large and small stones, everything the same shade of mid-tan, as bleak as a moonscape. The desert was unnervingly like outer space, Tamara Levitt thought, with the car as a rocket ship. If anything went wrong with her spacesuit, she could die. The comparison was fanciful and made her smile. All the same, she glanced into the back of the car, where there were two reassuringly large plastic demijohns of water, enough to keep them all alive in an emergency until help arrived. Probably.
I think what makes her special is that every word is important, which doesn't mean that every word is given the same weight, but she makes each one count.
Right. And keeps us listening to the important details.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's also that emotional piece that's moving along here, and mm-hmm. the threat, the suspense, you know, what's going to happen next. And of course, you know, Follett, that's his MO. So
that definitely is. He always keeps me listening.
Yes.
Okay. That is Never by Ken Follett, read by January Lavoie. Robin, thank you so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
We'll talk tomorrow, Joe. Thanks.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Oasis Family Media, the home of Oasis Audio, Enclave Audio, paperback classics, and Hollywoodland audiobooks. And stop by audiophilemagazine.com and check out our reviews for hundreds of audiobooks so you can make an informed choice for your next listening experience. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.